So you are not going to run?
I'm not running for re-election.
Okay. And there had been some talk about you running for the Senate. Are you not?
I'm not running for the Senate.
Okay, you're not doing that either?
No.
Okay. Just feel like it's about time?
It's time, yeah. I've had 16 great years, a lot of ups and some disappointments, but I've had a complete ride here and tried to do my part to make the state a little bit better place. Hope that I've in some way contributed. And it's time for me to go back home and let someone else have a turn.
And you've had a lot of leadership positions here. You've kind of been at the forefront of a lot of pretty big bills. I mean, so you feel like you've had a good run?
Yeah, it's been a very rich experience for me here. I actually think I've chaired more different committees in the legislature than anybody serving today in either chamber. I've chaired a lot of committees,
appropriations,
tax, Eco-Devo, a special committee in my early years on retirement and pay. I've done post-audit, the interim budget committee. I mean, I've just had a lot of different experiences, and they've all been good experiences. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to put all that together and use it to the benefit of my district and the benefit of the state, and have hopefully made the place just a little bit better than when I got here 16 years ago.
Is there anyone you know of looking to run in your place?
Yeah, there's some people that have spoken with me. No one's made a decision. I think there'll be a number of candidates. Anytime somebody's in a seat for 16 years, and I'm eternally grateful to the support of the folks that have stuck with me for 16 years. You don't forget that. I wouldn't be here without my voters at home, and I thank them for their long-term support.
What about what would you say you think is your most important legislation? Is it the Economic Growth Act, or is it?
Yeah, I'd say I've been very fortunate to be a part of a lot of major legislation here the last 10 years. Actually, there's not much the last 10 years that I haven't been involved with. But the Kansas Economic Growth Act would probably be the marquee piece of legislation. I also feel very good about the tax policy that we've crafted the last 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing some real positive consequence of that in our Kansas economy. Mm-hmm. And those have been more the Economic Growth Act was a big, bold act. Kind of a material altering piece of legislation, and we're now seeing what appears to be the success of that. That's quite gratifying. The tax policy has been more incremental in nature, so it's not quite as visible, but I'm seeing some leading indicators to suggest that policy is working, and I feel good about that.
And it's helped develop the economy as opposed to giving tax breaks.
I think it's really helped grow our economy. I think it's helping bring up our personal incomes across the state. I think it's helping our gross state product, and those are all key leading indicators that I think are critical.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right.